My Mac Podcast 996, Air Studio and Pro. Where's the love?
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Mighty, Mighty My Mac podcast. And, well, as Guy mentioned in the title there, where's the love? Where's the love for, you know, the MacBook Air, the Studio, the Pro? Everything else seems to be getting M4 and enhanced, beautiful, smooth chips. But those, when will we be seeing the love for those machines? Well, there's another device which hasn't had much love as well, and that's the headphones.
AirPod Pros.
They haven't had much love either, but I don't think that they're going to get the love quite as quickly as the ones that we've just mentioned, the Air, the Studio, and the Pro. How are you, Guy?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Thumbs up, Gaz. Well,
so.
No, that was great. That was a great intro. And for people who don't understand, we're going behind the scenes here, Gaz. Started off today, we were going to start early because Gaz has a heart out. And I looked up and I realized that I didn't have all my show notes in notes. And the program that I used to kind of correlate information was not up in Safari. And it was like, oh, damn. So I had to contact our good friend, Carl Madden, to remind me what that program was, because he is the keeper of the keys as far as cool and outstanding AI programs go. And he hooked me up. He hooked me up. But it was most of everything that we're doing today, and I know, shocker, is going to be completely improvisational. So...
That is a shocker.
I know. No idea.
Can't believe you said that.
I know. I don't know where this show is going to go today. It could go in all different kinds of crazy directions.
Can we start off by just going, I want you just to say the one word that you would say, how's your week been? I want you just to say your one word, and then you say, how about you, Gaz?
Okay. Thanksgiving. How about you, Gaz?
Not Thanksgiving.
Actually, before we get to that, you were talking about the AirPod Pros. No, they are not getting M4s. I don't care how far into the future we go.
Let's be honest. I don't think they're getting anything.
Do they even need it?
Well, true.
At some point, it's like, these are pretty freaking good.
You see, I think they're a good example of possibly putting a few more chips in there to make them like a HomePod. Why can they not be like a HomePod?
Are they strictly Bluetooth, or do they go through the whole home? I guess, I don't know if they do or not.
That's the question I'm offering you. You know, they are quite an expensive piece of equipment. There's enough real estate in there for Apple to make them more like a HomePod, so that they'll have much more intelligence in them and can answer the questions. And, you know, playing your music is one thing, but if you're just keeping them on, they could be so much more. They could be so much more, Guy.
I know. It's sad that they aren't. Do they have a microphone built into them?
Guy, I'm offering the opportunity for Apple, for Apple to pull microphone into them. I don't know whether they do or not.
Come on, Apple.
They may well have some sort of microphone, because you know what Apple's like? They like to be able to understand what the noise is around, so that it can, you know, modulate.
That's true. So, but I don't know if that's like built in to also use voice or not. Because honestly, they're way more expensive than I would ever pay for wireless headphones. And it's not that they're, this is like the whole, and I know we're so completely off topic right now. This is like Apple's studio displays. They are gorgeous displays. I would never buy one.
Yes. Yeah, agreed. And we're not off topic because nobody knows what our topics are.
That's true. Ever. Well, We're gonna talk about those three things that were in the title later on.
Yes, later on.
If we ever get to them.
I mean, we've got other stuff to go through.
We do,
first.
We do.
I mean, my week has been pretty normal. Pretty the same, you know, cycling, wolf wanderings. I've had a rugby meeting again this week. What have I written here? I've got something here.
You've got not Thanksgiving.
No, but that's, I'm kind of moving on. I'm looking at the week before, actually, this week. No, pretty standard from what I've just said. Mrs. Gaz went out on a couple of occasions to do a drawing class, and I'm pretty impressed with the drawings that she's brought back. So I was quite pleased with that. I've had a few issues with my Mac, as we were briefly mentioning before our pre-show chat.
Yeah, end up in the after show, slightly edited for content.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But what I'm just going to go into
deeper. Go ahead.
So earlier in the week, I was having problem with Mail in particular, where I kept getting the beach ball of death. And I thought, what is going on here? I'm not happy with you, Mail. So I thought, how can I fix this? And I downloaded the latest version of Onyx for the latest OS that we have.
Tall Trees.
Which is Tall Trees. Yeah, something like that. For Sequoia, macOS Sequoia, because Onyx is really an in-depth tool which has to keep up with the versions of Mac that are out there. So I've downloaded the most recent one, and in it, I'm just going to open it up and see if I can see how quickly it comes up, because I don't know what the description is. But basically, there was an option in there, and I don't know whether it's actually fixed it. But under the maintenance tab, there is one that says mailboxes in Mail. Rebuild the index. So I've done that, run that with a few other things.
So what did you do the next day?
Well, today is the next day, and I haven't been on my Mac because I've been out cutting a tree.
It's still doing it.
No, it's done it. It's completed it, but I don't know how, you know, whether it's done the killing of the beach ball of death. However, interestingly, I have been charging up my trackpad for those on YouTube, my trackpad. Apple trackpad, and it is now 100%. Fabulous, I thought. I'll unplug it because I don't need it plugged in anymore. And my mouse kept juttering. I was scrolling across the screen, and then suddenly my mouse would stop, disappear, and then jump into where I was expecting the mouse to be. And I'm sure all of you know how frustrating that is. And yes. I suddenly thought, what is wrong? I thought it was my machine that was going doo-da, da-doo-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But no, it's Bluetooth, because I plugged my trackpad back in, and hey, voila, my mouse was moving, and it still is moving across the screen as like buttery cream. It's smooth and soft as a baby's bum. That's all I can say. And I've got no idea what Guy is doing, but he's basically, I think, for anybody listening, you can probably hear the odd in the background. That's Guy strangling himself, because I think he's got a wired headphone set, which is what I've got. I use my EC2s, and I have them plugged in, and they're very discreet, actually. It goes over the ear, the back, the wire goes down the back of my jacket and round, and you can't see it at all. Guy kind of liked that, and I think he's tried to duplicate it. The problem is, in duplicating it, he's put his wires down around his chair, and he's got them all over the place, and basically strangling himself. So when he's going to be ready, I'm not quite sure. I can see he's about to plug in. So hopefully once he's plugged in, he can then hear me. He may nod his head if he can hear me. Yes, he can hear me. So that's good. So I've just blathered on for a few minutes, completely off topic.
Okay.
And I hope that it makes sense. But at least it's a piece of section of this show which Guy doesn't know about. So he's going to have to listen through it carefully to take out all the bleeps that I gave. So there you go. Anyway, Guy, that's me. What have you been doing this week other than Thanksgiving? Or has it mostly been Thanksgiving?
It's actually mostly been Thanksgiving.
Have you bought anything off, you know, Black Tuesday, Friday, Wednesday, Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I did not. I looked at lots of stuff.
I did. I
looked at lots actually, of stuff. You know what? I have to take that. I have to roll that back slightly. We had a discussion in the family with Black Friday coming up. It's like, create like an Amazon wish list. And if you can include as many Black Friday items as possible, then put those in there. But that wasn't actually, that was actually much earlier this week. But that's what we basically did. So I've purchased a lot of gifts for the family off of Amazon, but nothing for myself. Not even a single microphone. Not one. I am still loving this Earthworks Ethos microphone, which is the last one that I purchased. I would love to be able to tell you that it will be the last microphone I ever purchase, but I hate lying to the audience. I really, really do. So I'm not going to do that. But yeah, so just,
I'm sorry, Guy, I've got to interrupt you because you know, you're a little bit OCD when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm. His name was Guy.
Mm.
No fool.
Now, I also have a bit of an OCD when people go off of, and you said something about off of Amazon. It's from Amazon. Okay. There you go.
Oh,
that's
okay.
My OCD done. My OCD's done now.
Not a problem, Gaz. I'll try not to do that again. So the stuff we got off of Amazon from Amazon was mostly stuff related to Christmas gifts for the family. I didn't buy anything for myself.
Oh, well, that's good. I've got a feeling that there might be a few people out there that did. I think that the range of Black Friday deals were quite wide in terms of reasonably good to freaking awful, as is usual.
Yeah.
But there seem to be a lot more reasonably good offers out there this year. It's just become a discount period, isn't it? It's not in this country. It's not Black Friday at all. Not in the true sense that it started in the States. I don't know whether in the States now it's become a, you know, just a discount week.
That's all it is. And it's all, it's been for like 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, prior to that, you would get flyers in the mail. And for people that are like under the age of 30, we used to get these things called flyers that had sale prices in the mail. And then you would have to physically get out of your seat, get into your car, and then go to a store to buy this stuff.
Well, there was a double whammy there, actually, wasn't there? Because you first of all had to get out of your seat and pick up the flyer and read it. And then you have to get out of your seat again to get in your car to go out to the store.
Yes.
Anyway, I think that we should really jump into Gaz's snippets. Had to do mine quickly on my iPad. There's no ooh, ooh, ooh for that, is there really?
Well, it's kind of like,
yeah. Indonesia guy has rejected Apple's $100 million investment proposal as insufficient to allow the sale of iPhone 16s in the country. The Southeast Asian nation imposed a ban on the iPhone 16 in November due to Apple's failure to meet local content requirements, which stipulate that at least 40% of smartphone components must be manufactured domestically. We will see how long it takes for Apple to up the ante to get into Indonesia.
Yeah, I've heard that Rhode Island is going to do the same thing. Don't do it, Rhode Island. Don't do it.
No. Tim Cook and 20 others. Now, I saw lots of these headlines, but this is pretty much the one that said, and 20 other CEOs met China's premier to discuss potential issue with Trump plans. I'll leave it there.
Yeah, and please.
The fact is, everybody else was saying Tim Cook met with him. No. Tim Cook plus others, folks.
It's like Gilligan's Island. Tim Cook and the rest. Okay. That's like a U.S. thing. Actually, India, that's a U.S. old people thing because, again, people under the age of 30.
Will you let me finish?
Won't know what Gilligan's Island is. Yes.
India rejects Apple's request to put antitrust report on hold. India's antitrust regulator has rejected Apple's request to halt an investigation into potential antitrust violations, according to an internal order from the regulator seen by Reuters. The regulator's decision allows the investigation to proceed despite Apple's objections.
Why wouldn't it?
China tries to exert control over Apple Intelligence launch over there.
Wow.
Is that shocker. A surprise?
Not really.
Is it shocker? Shocker?
Not really. Not really. What? Some country that isn't China is going to determine what people can see when they do searches? We can't have that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. In China. Yeah.
In China.
Yeah. App Store anti-steering rules declared illegal in Brazil. In the latest antitrust ruling, Apple's App Store anti-steering rules have been declared illegal in Brazil in the latest antitrust ruling against the company. This means Apple can no longer ban developers from linking to their own websites to sell in-app content like books, movies, music, and games. Now, if in the process of that, it makes my security less safe, I think that Brazil... You are putting at risk my ability to be able to choose a secure and reliable environment that I have chosen. So, Brazil, if you want to play that silly game, calling it a game, I, along with, I'm sure, a lot of other people, including Brazilians, will continue to call you nasty, nasty, horrible people for putting my security
yes.
at jeopardy.
And the worst part is, or the worst part could be, if they then also insist that they can use Apple's payment plan, you know, their payment system. It's like, no. You want to go outside the store? That's fine. You can do that. Pick some other kind of payment method that isn't going to be as secure as what you'll be able to do from Apple.
It's just too commonsensical for us, really, isn't it? I know people like choice. I get that. But
okay, they have a choice.
They have a choice. Don't put my security. Go for Android. Mercedes-Benz unveils all-new Apple Watch app. Huzzah! Yeah. The reason I brought this up was our EV is a BMW. It's the old i3. I don't know whether I've told anybody that, but it's the i3. They've stopped manufacturing them now. But we love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, that's a BMW, though, isn't it?
The i3.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but the reason I mentioned this app was because the other day on my watch, because this is a new Mercedes-Benz Apple Watch app, I went through and I suddenly saw, on my list of apps, there's a BMW app there. So I clicked on it and we were about to go out. And this week we've had some cold frosts and I've got the option to preheat the car. So when you get into it, all the car, you know, nice. The windows are defrosted and it's all warm in the car. So I pressed the button. We went out. And it was all defrosted and the car was warm. I went, yes, I love technology. Look, I love technology when it works. I hate it when it doesn't.
No, it's very frustrating.
International Emmy Awards. Apple's Drops of God wins the best drama. The reason I raise this, because I kind of stopped telling about certain TV programs I'm not so interested in. I just love the first line or the first sentence of this. Apple TV's French, American, Japanese magna adaptation of Drops of God, produced by legendary television, won the International Emmy Best Drama category. French, American, Japanese. Love it.
Yeah, try to figure out those subtitles. Yeah, the weird thing was the subtitles were in Brazilian, you know, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Or Portuguese, what am I saying?
It would be Portuguese,
not Brazilian.
Here's everything we know so far about Apple's 5G modem. And yes, I kept that quiet. Some of you will have picked up on that little joke I said. So I was going to read about that, actually. It's been a long time since Apple has been working on its own 5G modem. However, development is taking much longer than the company expected. How do we know it's taking much longer than the company expected? We don't. But recent evidence suggests that we'll see Apple's first 5G modem next year. Fingers crossed. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
and not. Then they'll be sued by whatever company supplied the modems before.
Well, yeah, there will be a period of the modems going into the phones. There will be 10 million phones out there with the modems in, and then a company will sue them for using some proprietary process, which they said Apple obviously had picked up from
obviously,
somewhere else.
It's electronic device communicating with another electronic device.
Never do it straight away. Never do it straight away. Yeah. Wait until they've got product out there, because then you can get more.
But that's the that's what they'll sue them for. Part of their patent was an electronic device that connects to another electronic device. How dare Apple do that?
Apple's iPhone, comma, other foreign smartphone sales in China dropped 44.25 year-on-year percentage in October. Sales of foreign branded smartphones, including Apple's iPhone, plummeted by 44.25%.
And what people don't understand, Samsung is a foreign branded smartphone in China.
Bingo. Bingo.
Unless it's Huawei.
Huawei. Apple. Huawei.
They don't even use Android anymore.
Apple into. No. Well, apparently, aren't China also producing completely their own operating system?
Yeah, well, they basically. Huawei took a fork of. And I know I'm going to get some of this wrong. They took a fork of Android called Harmony, and they made this thing called Harmony OS. And now it's like in the fifth or sixth generation of it, and it's so far removed from Android, it cannot run Android apps anymore.
I think I was talking about desktop OS, but you carry on. It's all right. Apple are in talks to upgrade a sports stadium.
No, I want to interrupt some more.
Apple are in talks to upgrade a sports stadium for live Vision Pro immersive video.
Oh, come on. Come on. Who is going to drag a $3,500 freaking dollar device to a live sporting event that you're supposed to be watching? Oh, I don't know. Live and watch it through these ridiculous headphones. I mean, it'll be like the entire stadium will have just those little googly eyes that you see on Vision Pro.
I've got to stop you there because we don't know that they're not doing that for people to be able to be at home watching the live match with the immersiveness rather than being there.
You know, now, one of these days you'll be able to do that on a television set.
You did jump the gun a little bit there.
I did.
You know,
I did. I'm just picturing all these people with Vision Pros on their heads and just the whole stadium is completely silent. And all you see are the little googly eyes from the Vision Pro. 80,000 people.
It could be 80,000 people all doing different things because they're all actually watching different things.
Yeah,
while
they're
there. GM's mission to eliminate Android Auto and CarPlay has been thwarted by a clever third-party kit. Didn't take long. We knew it would happen.
Yeah, and then they haven't even come out with it yet.
You are stupid. I've got to say, Guy, every single car review that I now watch, they mentioned, and it comes with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. Mm-hmm. They always mention it. You can easily link. GM,
you've bought the plot. That was so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. UK Carrier 3 are supporting RCS for iPhone users from next month. Okay. My ears pricked up on this. Well, I thought, what? I thought RCS was automatic, but no.
No.
Apple held out for a long time on. I'll start again. Held out for a long time on switching from text messaging to RCS, rich communication services, but finally announced that it would be doing so as part of the iOS 18. The move brings many iMessage-like features to text messages between iPhone and Android users. Mobile carriers also need to support the switch. A UK telco, 3, has just texted customers to announce that it will be doing so from next month. So you can take your hand away from your mouth.
Okay,
now.
Good.
So the thing is, this wasn't automatic, Guy.
No.
So it had to be rolled out by all of the telcos. I just found that quite interesting.
Yeah, they didn't get sued for it, just Apple.
This completely threw me because I went onto the Apple Store Thursday evening and it said, the App Store is down. The store is down. We'll be right back. And I went, oh, what's this? What's this? What's this? And then I realized about an hour later, it's because it's Black Friday, isn't it? Yeah. Duh. But the headline here was Apple Store will go down soon, but don't get too excited.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? I wish I'd read that before I got too excited. Now playing for Apple TV encourages you to listen to entire albums. This kind of threw me a bit.
Apple TV now, or music?
Yeah, Apple TV.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a little confusing.
I'm going to listen to music on my TV. And what are you going to watch?
I don't know.
Listen to music. Oh, yes, some British iPhone users. British iPhone users. Let me start this one again.
Okay.
Some British iPhone users sent alerts of severe temperatures of 39 Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit, yes.
Okay.
That's
like 2-3 degrees Celsius, isn't it?
Yeah. A mistake saw British iPhone users yesterday receive a range of severe weather alerts, one of them citing severe high temperatures of 39 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 4 degrees C. You know, that's cool. I mean, it's cold. The possibility of frost if it's overnight and it's clear, but, you know.
Yeah.
Some of the alerts warned of a significant threat to life. Yeah, I think they made a little bit of a mistake there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Apple have increased trade-in values for iPad models, but don't hold your breath because it's not a great increase. But they have increased them. 12 reasons to wait for next year's iPhone 17, Guy.
12, okay.
I'm not going to go through them.
They have absolutely no idea.
One of them was funny. Rectangular camera bump. I quite like that one. I thought this was a bit off the ball. Or off the wall, rather. New display sizes. Whoa, really? Whoa,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. By an eighth of a millimeter.
Maybe.
Did I mix my metaphors there?
No.
Millimeter.
It will be the smallest bezels that we've ever created iPhone.
Did you not hear what I said? Did I mix my metaphors because I went an eighth of a millimeter?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be pretty small.
Yeah.
Eighth of a millimeter. Okay. Got it.
Apple increases.
It's like a whole new phone. Oh,
I've done that one. And then, sorry?
It's like a whole new phone.
Yeah. Wallace and Gromit bring Christmas cheer to London's Battersea Power Station. Why do you tell me that, Gaz? Well, this actually came from Apple's newsroom because this year, Wallace and Gromit have decorated Apple's Christmas trees at London's Battersea Power Station, home to Apple's UK's headquarters.
Yeah, Wallace apparently had very little to say.
And if you can find the pictures of that, it is quite good.
Yeah.
It's quite enjoyable. So go and have a look. And that, folks, that... More than I thought I was going to get this week because everything was Black Friday, but more than I thought I was going to get, but all good. That is the end of Gassy Snippets.
I miss Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, I'm worn out. I am.
I bet. You doing okay?
I'm doing okay.
Do you need to lie down? Do you need to lie down?
Hang on a minute. Come here, Wilf. Come say hello.
I just saw the door come flying open.
Wilf, come here.
He's like, nope, I'm out of here.
You going or not?
Right, no, that's it, he's gone.
And your wife just closed the door.
Yeah, take him out.
Oh, so I have a couple of bumpers to inspire people.
Oh, right, yes, I think I might have.
We don't have that many. We haven't gotten that many this time. I'm kind of surprised.
Mm.
You guys are slacking.
Slackers.
Yeah.
Slackers.
All right, well, here's...
What, you got nothing else to do? Come on, you must concentrate on giving us what we want.
Yeah, give us the business. That's what we're asking for. Just give us a bunch of crap. That's what we want. Do it within 5 to 10 seconds, and you might win a prize.
Anyway, go on.
Okay, so here's the first one.
But these are old ones, aren't
they? These are old ones, yes.
Now, I've got two new ones, but then I've got some more later.
Okay.
Do you want me to do them all now?
No. Do the two that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
You want to start off? Or you want me to start off?
Listening to Guy and Gaz is a little bit like using Apple Maps. You're never quite sure where you'll end up. The G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
Can't argue. Cannot argue. Nope. All right. Here's one.
the G-Men. It's not that they're any good. It's just that the other podcasts suck.
Go ahead.
Why get your Apple news anywhere else? Well, probably because it's faster and more accurate. Otherwise, it's the G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
Yeah. Hey, look, fake news. We wanted to jump right on that bandwagon. Didn't want to be left out. All right. Here's another one.
Forced air induction. The G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
I'd forgotten about that one.
Now, what makes that really funny is Gaz and I got together. This was 10 years ago or more to record some new bumpers that the two of us had written. And I wrote that one. But I didn't have any sound effects of like burping. So for like the next 5 to 10 minutes, we're both sitting there like gulping air and trying to come up with just crazy ass burps. And that's all of those burps homegrown. I just have to say that they were all homegrown.
Wow.
Oh, and you've got some others that are coming later
with feedback. Yeah.
Okay. The topic for this week, number one, what are the odds, Gaz?
I don't know. Is this going to change the score? Are we now on the last day of that scoring? And did I thrash you?
Oh, there was no coming back.
Okay.
From the thrashing that I got in that last episode of, I'm sorry, what was the name of it?
What are the odds?
Yeah, that was it. There are three Macs that have yet to receive M4s, and that's the MacBook Air, the Mac Pro, and the Mac Studio. Now, let's talk first about the MacBook Air. According to sources, the MacBook Air is expected to launch in early 2025, most likely in March. This aligns with Apple's typical release pattern, as the current M3 MacBook Air was released in March of 2024. Specific rumors, you know, those, let's not have just regular rumors. We need to have specific rumors. Well, they suggest that the announcement date will be March 3rd. The pre-orders will be March 3rd and in-store availability March 7th. What are the odds? Now, Gaz, for the first part of this, what do you think? And I'm going to put a little space under there. What is your prediction for whether or not that's correct? And we'll swing it from let's see. Let's say February 15th to March 15th.
Where are you typing this stuff?
In notes.
I can't see anything.
It's right under where it says first break. Maybe it just hasn't synced up yet. Anyway, it's there.
I saw it jump down. Okay. Zero percent.
Ooh, he says 0%. Okay. Well, because I got so thoroughly thrashed in the last one, I kind of need to make up some ground here. I'm going to say 100% between February 15th and March 15th of 2025, that will be the release date, or the announcement at the very least, of the MacBook Air. So those were the odds.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? All right. The MacBook Air is expected to bring several new features and improvements. Of course, the M4 chip for enhanced performance. 16 base RAM, which is not a surprise since everything is 16 gigs of RAM now. Neural engine capable of like trillions and trillions of operations per second, optimized for AI tasks. Because reasons. 12 megapixel center stage camera for improved video conferencing, improved battery life. You know, they got battery life, excuse me, on this thing now up to almost 24 hours. And that blows my mind. It wasn't that long ago where we were kind of like, wow, 6-7 hours on a laptop. That's incredible. They'll never beat that. And here we are. A potential nano texture display option, kind of like what they did with the MacBook Pros. It will retain its current design, including the 13-inch and 15-inch options, which I think are just perfect size for this machine. With the Pro being 14 and 16, having the MacBook Air at 13 and 15 is a good choice. MagSafe charging support. I don't know what they mean by a notched display. Touch ID sensor, which would be nice. Force touch trackpad, backlit.
Do they mean a notched display because they put in a camera into the top?
Oh, and keeping the bezels really small.
It's not going to be like the. Is it going to be like the iPhone? Do you think with the notch at the top? Possibly.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Honestly, I honestly don't think it makes that much of a difference because for most people, unless they have the menu bar just kind of fade up to the top.
Yeah,
that screen real estate typically isn't used anyway, so I don't see what the big deal is. Less of a problem with MacBooks of all stripes than an iPhone.
Yeah, agreed.
They're saying, I love this, while not yet confirmed, of course it's not confirmed. None of this is confirmed. There are rumors of potential OLED display technology and Wi-Fi 7 support because, you know, Apple jumps right ahead on the curve on Wi-Fi. No, they don't. For faster internet speeds, the M4 chip may also support hardware accelerated ray tracing for improved graphics performance in games and 3D applications for all of those games that are available for the Mac. Yeah, I know. All right. Next up, the release dates for the M4 Mac Studio and the Mac Pro are anticipated as follows. For the Mac 4 Mac Studio, between March and June of 2025, this model will feature variations of the M4 chip, such as the Ultra and the Max. Hold on. What are the odds that the Mac Studio has a plain Jane M4? I don't see it. I'm going to say 0%.
It'll be an Ultra or a Max or whatever it is.
Okay, so Gaz says 0.
Well, if you're going to stick with the M4, you see. Yeah, if you're going to stick with exactly what it said there, then I'm going to say 0 again, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about when they release it, that will it have the regular M4? I say 0% chance. I think it'll be at the very least.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether they'll just do it to try and make it a cheaper option, because they do just like making a cheaper option in there, don't they?
Okay.
That's the thing.
So
that's
the thing. What do you want to go? What percentage?
I'm gonna go, you see, I think they'll put a, because I think they're going to release it early next year.
That's the next question.
Yeah. What date period are you going for?
Well, I'm just talking about the general release of the machine. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm going to go 100% then.
Ooh, 100% that it has an M4, regular M4. Let me make sure I put that in there, regular.
Yeah.
M4. And I'm saying 0%.
Okay. I think that's a base model, you see, they'll put out.
Okay. Next question is, they're saying between March and June of 2025.
Crikey, you're giving me lots of questions here. March and June.
Between those. Boom, boom.
50%. And 50%. You know what we're going to get? We're going to get another cheesed off saying, what's this with percentages?
I know. Mr. Cheesedoff, it's just so that we can have a running score. It has nothing. We understand that it's a binary question. We do understand that. There's many things we don't understand. We do understand that.
We do understand.
We get that. I'm going to say 100%.
Okay.
And that's release March to June. Whoops, not Jua. June.
Jua.
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 All right.
The Julian calendar.
Mac 4 Pro. Or Mac, Mac 4 Pro.
M4
Mac Pro. Words are hard. Anticipated to launch in summer, and we're gonna narrow that down, of 2025. It will skip the M3. Wow, really? Way to jump off the ledge there. And feature the highest-end version of the M4 chip, possibly an ultra or extreme variant. Expected to have a 32-core CPU, 80-core GPU, up to 512 gigs of memory, along with Thunderbolt 5 ports. None of that is a surprise as far as the ports go. I am surprised about, it's hard to imagine half a terabyte of RAM and what that would cost, but okay. So question one, guess. What are the odds?
Boom.
That you'll be able to put up to 512 gigs of memory in this thing.
Oh, wow. That is, I thought you was going to ask about M4 because I was going to say that's definitely not an M. Okay. 512.
Yeah. I think currently the most you can get is 128.
192.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot of, that's a big
it
jump
really
for them.
Is.
That's a lot. I'd say 0%.
Okay. And unsurprisingly, I'm going to say, it hurts me to say this because I'm screwing myself. I know. 50%.
Well, no. You're getting 50%.
Yeah.
He's sitting on the fence.
I am.
Mr. G.
I really am. It's like, they could do it. They might not do it. We don't know.
Mind you, I did say a percentage earlier of an odd number, maybe. Anyway, go on.
Okay, and it's not an 0%; it's a 0%. There we go.
Zero.
Now
ZERO.
The next question is, and I'll answer mine first if you want. Release date. Do you think that the Mac Pro will be released between the beginning of June and the end of August of 2025.
Just quite a big window frame.
Yeah, what are the odds?
'Thing is, are we thinking they're going to release it at all? If they are, is that going to be the period? I'll go with 100%.
Okay. 100%. And just so that we have a potentially different score, I'm going to say 25%. And I'm going to put here summer release.
Well, as long as you're putting the dates in, because I'm really quite want to be some accuracy on those dates, please.
Yeah. Well, summer is June 1st to August 31st.
Just clarifying that.
That's the summer. It's now here. It's been recorded live. That's what we got.
Okay.
And what other questions can we ask here? I think that's really it. I can't think of anything else.
It definitely won't have an M4. It'll be higher than an M4.
What? They don't have an M5 out yet.
No, sorry, it'll be an M4 Ultra or an M4 Super Duper. Or
Yeah. Superman. Oh, right. Oh, yeah. There's there's no reason to ask that question at all.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to have the vanilla M4 in the Mac Pro.
No.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the two chip here, the M4 Ultra chip.
Mm-hmm.
Likely featuring a 32-core CPU, 80-core GPU, doubling the performance of the M4 Max. Not a surprise, since it's two M4 Maxes slammed together. Or at least that's what it was with the M2. Thunderbolt 5 ports offering speeds up to blah, blah, blah. Triple the theoretical maximum of Thunderbolt 4, enabling faster storage and powerful docking solutions. Whatever the hell that means. Improved connectivity. Potential support for Wi-Fi 7? No, in my opinion. Offering speeds up to 46 gigapixels, or whatever the hell GBPS means. It's gigapixels. That's what that is. Over 5 times faster than Wi-Fi 6E. So, Gaz.
Uh-oh. I've got a question coming
for you. You do. What are the odds that the M4 Ultra will support Wi-Fi 7 up to 46 gigapixels?
I haven't got a clue. Yeah.
Let's not even talk about gigapixels, all right? That's just a joke.
50%.
50%. Okay. I'm going zero.
I'm sitting on the fence.
On Wi-Fi 7. Wi-Fi 7. I think that's really the only question we got there with that. Cool. We know it's going to be Thunderbolt 5. There's no reason why they would put Thunderbolt 4 when they already have Thunderbolt 5 on the Mac Mini.
Yeah.
And I think that's about it for all of our questions for what are the odds? So guess.
Boing.
What are the odds? Yes. That you're going to nod your head. 100%.
100%. Gaz's
tips. Most of them.
Gaz's tips.
Most of them.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
100%.
Well, I don't know quite how I'm going to do this, but actually, for those listening, I'm holding up my watch to the camera. And basically, I'm opening my watch, and then I'm pressing the long button, which brings up the old menu of all your, you know, kind of the admin side. And in there, you've got a little icon where you may have an icon. You should have an icon, or you can certainly add it.
It's icon-ish.
The torch. And if you put the torch on, you'll see that it comes up white, which I have used occasionally. It's not fantastic, but the little light comes up. It's not really a torch, but it does bring out some quite bright light. Now, you can also have it if you scroll to one side. So it flashes. I don't know if you can see that on camera.
Yeah, I can.
Guy, but actually it gets brighter and flashes brighter. So as a SOS or some sort of warning or some way of
where
getting
you are.
Someone's attention,
yeah.
It can show where you are. Now, if you scroll again to the right again, it comes up red. What on earth have you got red for?
Because you're dead.
Why is it red? Why is it red?
It's the mark where the body is.
Yeah. So now the thing is, and that will come brighter as well. However, there is also another option in there, and I don't know if any of you have ever used it, which is the theater mode. And if you click on theater mode and then you press on the torch, it automatically comes up red. So that you don't disturb your neighbors. Now, why you'd be using your torch in a theater on your Apple Watch to try and look at something, I don't know. But the availability is there, but you can actually scroll through once you've got the light on your Apple Watch from left to right or right to left even. You'll scroll through. You'll find it. And you've got 3 different options.
Nice.
Did you know that, Guy?
I did not know that. But I don't know why.
You did not know that, but you're nodding your head.
I am, and I'm nodding it as in a yes.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's
I don't know why.
Tips. That's most the end of Gaz's
That's what I do.
Tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay, there we go. Oh, I need to move where it says play those funky bumpers. That needs to go farther back up. But
well, yeah, I don't know how many more of those funky. Well, you got plenty of funky bumpers.
I've got many bumpers.
I've run out of new funky bumpers from.
I got many. Well, do you want to do those now, or do you want to wait?
What the funky bumpers that I've got from Jim?
Yeah.
Right. Listen carefully. He'll say this only once.
I hear your request for support. If you send me an address, I can send you my grandfather's truss. My podcast show with Guy and Gaz.
Wait, his truss? No, yes. Thanks, Jim. Yeah. We'll. What are the odds that Guy would want a truss?
Here's another one.
Zero.
Stop the presses. Guys refuse to buy a bargain microphone. My mic podcast show with Guy and Gaz.
Definitely stop.
Which one?
The presses.
Tell me what it was. I may have missed one.
I think it was that antique one, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. The one couldn't get to work if, you know, he put a gun to my head.
Yeah. Or there might have been another one. I don't know. It was a few weeks ago. I'm afraid I've missed out on playing a couple of these.
But it's true. It is true that, you know, I don't know if anyone has noticed this. I do have a bit of an obsession with microphones.
No, you don't.
It's moving true. Moving on.
Okay. I'm playing another one.
All right.
Right. Listen very carefully to this.
This is not the show you're looking for. I might podcast with Guy and Gaz.
Yes.
This is not the podcast that you've been looking for.
Here's one more like that. Hang on. Here we go.
You have failed me once too often. And you'll fear me again. My podcast with Guy and Guy.
It's true.
I do love the Scottish accent. You know, you got... was it Darth? You failed me for the last time.
As he's choking out, that Admiral on the screen.
Yeah. Did it in the Scottish accent. Brilliant.
I know. The best part of that scene is the look on the face of his second in command.
Subordinate.
As he's like, you know, at first he doesn't seem too alarmed. Then it becomes obvious, crap, I'm going to die. And then he does. And his second command is like, yes, sir, Lord Vader, whatever the hell you want. You tell me, I'll do that thing. Force choked me over an intercom. Good God.
And the last one from Jim.
Wonderful. These AirPods that crackle will stop me listening to my podcast show with Guy and Gaz.
It's like the opposite of noise cancellation. It's noise addition. Or actually, brilliant. You know what? If you listen to our, here's one. If you listen to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast with noise cancellation turned on, you won't hear a thing. self-burn, Gaz. Self-burn.
Thanks very much, Jim. And anybody else, send them in.
Send them in. We're still looking for them. And after a week off, we have a Mr. Cheesed Off.
Oh, brilliant.
Are you ready?
I wonder. I'm just trying to work it out. Is it going to be about politics? Is it going to be about Apple? Is it going to be about Black Friday? Yeah, that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to be about Black Friday.
What are the odds? Okay, here he is. Now listen closely to this.
Oh, Guy and Gaz, Mr. Cheesed Off here. You know what's really got me riled up this week? The sheer amount of time you two have been taking off recently. I mean, how dare you have personal lives? Don't you know there are lawlessness? Well, listener, out here waiting for the week of those unmanned deliveries. The nerve of it. And you got me so confused with all these breaks that I even forgot to send in a message last week. I thought, oh, surely they're not recording again. So I didn't bother. Turns out, you were. And now I'm the one that looks like I've been slacking off. And with all these weeks off, the 1,000th episode is starting to feel like a pipe dream, like Bigfoot or a foldable iPhone. Why not just stretch it out even further? Take a few months to celebrate the build-up to the milestone. Then a few more months off to recover from the actual recording. In this case, the big episode might drop just in time for the launch of Mac OS 27, or maybe even Windows 13. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
Listener, I love that.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Sorry, Mr. Cheesed Off.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, between what you had going on and me going to Florida, it was like, well, okay, we're going to take a couple of weeks off. Sorry about that. Sorry. I actually still need to do last week's video, along with, of course, this week's video when that comes up. So some of that will be coming up.
Well, you are recording at least. I mean, that's a bonus.
Yeah. That's like, we finished the recording. Well done. We're all finished here. Oh, wait, I actually have to edit it. Damn it. Okay.
Or I'm sitting here and Guy says, finished. Oh, crap, I didn't hit the record button. Yeah.
When has that ever happened?
No, very rarely.
And the crazy thing is, in our show notes, it actually says, hit record, you dumbass. So it's no joke. It has happened on several occasions.
I am saying nothing.
But speaking of show 1000... we have some bumpers that we would love to get from you, and there are a couple of, I don't want to call them rules, guidelines. There we go.
Guidelines.
We have some guidelines for you to go through. No fooling on these. You can say whatever you want about us. We love being insulted by our listeners. No, we really do.
No.
It's great. Please keep it between 5 to 10 seconds. And if for some reason you have to use naughty words, Marcus, fine. But they will be beeped. Random drawing winner, and so far it's pretty much Jim. We'll get a $50 Amazon gift card. And I've got here show 998 is likely the cutoff date for entry, but you can insult us whenever you please. And we may push that a little higher because we want everyone who wants to be involved to get involved. Now, guess. If people wanted to contact you and say, what are the odds that Guy will ever play that game again, how would they do that?
Ever so easy, send an email to gazjz@mymac.com. I'm on lots and lots of socials. So if you're on a social and you can't find me as Gazmaz, G-A-Z-M-A-Z,
Gars.
Then send an email to gazjz@mymac.com. Do you see what I do there?
Yeah,
do you see the way I ring it back and, you know, kind of
it was like a callback. I like that.
To run round and I put all of the carriages all around in the circle and entomb it.
It just works.
Anyway, you can also send a tweet. I'm going to call it a tweet on the old Twitters to Guy and Gaz. GUYANDGAZ.
Cars.
You can also send an email to feedback@ mymac.com. That's FWDBACK@mymac.com.
His name was Guy.
Oh,
he's the guy.
Is he?
Guy's the one.
I don't know.
Guy? You remember Guy?
Do they?
Guy says.
I do.
Gaz, you've got a point.
On my Mac.
If you want.
No! No, 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 no.
An email from Guy.
Without
no fooling.
How would they do it?
Okay. You can. There's so many ways. You can send an email. Open up the email client that you like to use and send that to...
Oh, I'm not ready.
At mymac.com. That's G-U-Y, not G-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-Y at mymac.com. You can still reach me on the X Twitters. I am Mac Parrot and Vert Shark, though I mostly just follow Mac Parrot. I am also over there on Blue Sky. I am Mac Parrot. And those are basically X and Blue Sky are the two that I'm mostly using these days. Oh, I didn't say Mac Parrot or Vert Shark. Yeah, showed you. You can also, you forgot to say Guy and Gaz at Blue Sky as well. We have that account going
on
there too.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, absolutely. So that's GUYANDGAZ on Blue Sky.
On Blue Sky. And just search for either one of those. And I'm trying to remember to put links to the latest shows and stuff on both of those social media networks. I know Tim does it a lot. Once he's got it posted, he'll go ahead and put something up there as well on the MyMac account, which is, those are Tim's. as well they should be, because he is Mr. MyMac. Not sure why I'm going off on that tangent, but we're going to jump right off of it. And Gaz, as also, I understand
you also,
it.
You can also contact us by dialing a number.
Yes. Yes.
It's a Google voice number, which is...
Call 703-284-677 for the MyMac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven.
Now, I... So that's 703-828-4677. If you're outside the US, you may need to put a zero or the one, sorry, in front of that code, and you may get charged. So just be aware of that.
Yeah, just through.
Just record it, send it through email, because especially if you're on Apple, if it's a big file, Apple will just send us a link and then we'll be able to download it. So, you know, it's all good stuff.
Yeah. And that number again?
703-828-4677.
Get ready for the number. Write it down.
They say they know tech, but I don't know why.
We don't know why.
I call them anyway.
728-4677. So remember, that number is 703-828-4677. Okay, if you would like to help support the MyMac.com podcast for the quality entertainment that you get with free AI services that we put in and it completely butchers our Google Voice number, you can do so by going to patreon.com/MacPettit. You can buy... There we go. You can buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/MacPettit. You can also pay a pal at paypal.me/MacPettit. And this is the sad part of the show for me. It really is. It's so sad because we're almost at the end. And if that wasn't sad enough, then I have to edit the show. That really is the part that makes me go, oh, God. I think that this week, Gaz, I think we, especially because we improvised so much of it, I think we were good enough.
Yes.
I think we were smart enough, you know, because.
Always.
What are the odds of that? And that doggone it, who made an appearance, Wilf made an appearance. Now, I have to say, all I saw was his rear end as he was going out the door. Hey, it still counts.
It's a beautiful rear end.
It's such a nice rear end. And only if you can find it, though. That's the important part. You got to find it. Doggone it. Wilf. People like us.
I have a joke about chemistry, but I don't think he'll get a reaction.
I knew that was coming. I was trying to think, what is that called? Can't think of it. Damn it. All right.
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
You know what's weird? I'm looking at the Hindenburg file that's recording right now, and I do chapter marks in it. Mm-hmm. So that if for people who want to just skip ahead to something else, they can do so. I have it for Gaz's snippets, you know, and some other different kinds of stuff. But I'm looking at it right here, and right where the chapter mark is for show end is right where we had our ending music. Which is like, wow, really? How did we manage that? And then Roy says, after show start, when I started talking.
Hey.
Yeah, that's amazing. So glad I brought that up. God, there was something I was going to say. Now I can't think of what it was because I went off on a completely different tangent and it has left the building.
It has left your building.
Yeah, not hard. It's not difficult to do. But big ups to Carl this week. He really saved my bacon. Carl. Carl Madden, for, you know, people who don't know. He has turned me on to so many great AI services. I mean, the services that he's introduced me to is what I do the show graphics in now. Oh, did you see the ones that I posted?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Where are they? Which ones should I do? Should I do the ones with the computers that look like they've peed themselves, or the ones where it looks like they're having a tantrum?
Let me have a look. No, I'm just going to revisit them.
Yeah.
I think you should do the one where they look like they've wet themselves.
Okay, good enough. They're like, we want M4 Love 2.
So we're going to pee our pants.
We're going to pee our processors. Yeah, I don't know why. And the crazy thing is Apple is still selling.
It's called internal cooling.
Yeah. They've sprung a leak. They've definitely sprung a leak. Apple is still selling them, the M2 versions. Well, the M3 version of the Air. But I can't imagine why anyone would buy one at this point. Now, if you could go out and get Extreme.
The thing is, Guy, people must be buying them though, mustn't they?
Still on a website.
They wouldn't, yeah, because if they're not on there, they can't buy them. So they keep them on there because people are buying them.
I don't get it.
You know, not everybody wants, they just want something, don't they? So they'll just go out and get it.
Yeah, but they don't even disc. At this point, I would be like, whatever machines we have, let's discount the hell out of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it.
No, either. They could take $1,000 off an M2 Extreme, not the you know, the Pro or the Max or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think that would tempt me to get an M4 Extreme Studio with a decent amount, not like the 192 gigs of RAM, because that's friggin' crazy. But like 64 gigs or 128 would just be like insane with a 1 or 2 gig SSD. And I would be tempted to get that. I'm still not tempted about the M4 Mac Mini. There's no peripherals for it that's out yet that's specific for the M4 Mac Mini. There's some that have been announced. You know, Satachi and some other company have said they're going to come out with like a little underneath thing, like what we have with ours, but not yet. Hasn't come out yet. And I need something that same size that's like just a Thunderbolt 4 or 5 hub, where it's just got like 4 or 5 of them. I don't need all the other ports.
No.
But I need more Thunderbolt ports, because the Rodecaster Duo that I have, that takes 2 right there. And because I have 2 monitors, you know, I either need a hub or something else to connect up to 2 monitors. Though somebody, you know, I brought this up in the Mac to the Future room over there on the Book of Faces. And mm-hmm. they reminded me of something that I had forgotten. When Thunderbolt 3 came out, it included the ability to not only use it to connect to a monitor, but to daisy chain to another monitor with a single cable with different stuff on the second monitor. As a matter of fact, you can do more than that. So Thunderbolt 3 to the first monitor, and there's a company called BenQ. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah, I have.
They make a monitor that basically has, you know, connects. You connect a Thunderbolt 3 cable to it, and then it's got a Thunderbolt 3 cable out to go to another BenQ monitor or whatever that accepts Thunderbolt. But the cool part about it was each of these monitors then in turn have USB-A ports, I believe like an Ethernet port and like, you know, all this other stuff. So if you wanted like a minimalist number of cables connected actually to your Mac, then you could just connect it to these two monitors and have like four USB-A ports and like all kinds of stuff. But we'll see. I'm, you know, it's been 4 years that we've had these M1 Mac minis, and they're still, at least in my case, I don't know what's going on with yours. In my case,
well, I've just opened, while we were talking, I just opened Outlook, and I had a few apps open yesterday, and I thought perhaps it was that, but it wasn't because I closed everything down. And I've just been going through and I'm just clearing out some stuff. And anytime I clicked on something or opened something up or went for a reply, I was getting the spinning beach ball of death.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. So, actually,
it looks like Onyx reindexing took care of it.
It looks like it's taken care of that. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, good. But you know, I think we can both agree that the M1 Mac Mini has just been an out of the, you know, hit the ball out of the park kind of computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you tempted at all by the new Mac Mini?
I am, yes, but I'm not tempted enough, I don't think.
To go ahead and buy one? Yeah,
No.
I'm kind of holding off until I see what comes with the studio.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also what docks come with it as well.
Yeah, yeah, because I think there's already like under computer docks and stuff for the M2 studio. And I don't see them changing the form factor for it, because what would be the point? Though, of course, I could have said that as well for the Mac Mini. Because the current Mac Mini design, or sorry, not current, but the M1 to M2 Mac Mini design, honestly, it was a good design. It was a really good design. And, you know, yeah, okay, they've made it smaller and a little taller. But I think it's lost some stuff, including USB-A ports and a few other things. And I don't really understand the reason.
I've got plenty of accessories, which gives me all of that, especially with USB-C, where you can, you know, get lots of extras. I mean, my screen's got loads of USB ports, and I put a USB-C into that, and it gives me loads of additions.
What kind of monitor are you using?
It's an LG.
And it has like a built-in hub into it as well? Okay, yeah, mine don't do that. It's like, okay, you got your two HDMI ports and you got your display port and you've got a power port. What else do you need other than that? What else do you need?
I agree. What else do you need? I'm just going to actually look, because I can live on the Mac 4. On the M4 on my Mac Mini currently with a gig. So I was just going to have a look at what sort of cost a terabyte? It would be. Sorry, a storage? Terabyte, yeah. Yeah, so that pushes it straight up to £1,000.
Oh, you know what?
If I go with everything else at the base, 16 gig unified memory, which I've got on this. And I was looking at Onyx and going through, and it said my memory is not being
taxed
at all.
At all.
It's not being taxed at all. So,
yeah, 16 terabytes.
I'd want a terabyte at least of storage. I've got external storage where a load of the stuff goes, all my photos and stuff.
It's not the same.
What isn't?
Having less than, you know, having a lot of the storage that you use on a regular basis off your machine.
Yeah, I mean, that's just for photos. So, you know, that's where my photo library lives. So.
All right, let me look at, let's see, we're going to go buy, and got to go with the M4 Pro because reasons. See, that's like $1,400 for the base configuration, which is...
Which one am I looking at?
That's 24 gigs of memory and half a terabyte of storage.
How do I know it's the Pro?
And if I bump that to a terabyte, that takes it to $1,600. I don't think you're on the Pro. I think you're on the regular M4.
How do I know?
When you go to the main page for the Mac Mini, when you're going to buy it, and there should be three little buttons at the top.
Yeah. I got those.
Okay, click on where it says Pro.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not on there.
It's not on there, really?
Oh, I see M4 Pro.
Yeah.
See, right.
That's going to kick it up.
Well, that's $13.99, so if I select that.
Yeah.
And then go 1 terabyte.
£1,600.
£1,600.
Yeah.
1,599 pounds.
And of course, OWC makes some great hubs. They really, really do. But the hubs that they do are like, and this isn't a slam on them, but it's like all in one solution where it's like, okay, we're going to give you.
Yeah.
Like the one that
don't they do a mini one? Don't they do a one?
Yeah, but it's still like a bunch of different ports. Like the one I have has 4 USB-A ports, an SPDIF, which is like an optical port I've never used.
Yeah.
Ethernet port. And then you've got your connection to your computer Thunderbolt port. And then you have a single Thunderbolt port out from that. And it's like, and an older style display port. And it's like, no, I really, what I want is 4 to 6 available Thunderbolt 4 or 5 ports.
Yeah.
And then I'll deal with, whatever it is I got to connect to from that. The whole point of Thunderbolt is to give you an ubiquitous port that you can use for anything.
Yeah, agreed.
And finding one that has 4 or 5 available ports is hard. I don't need an SPDIF or whatever the hell that optical port is. I've never used it. I can't think of anyone else that I know that has ever used it.
I've only ever used it on my Apple TV.
Oh, has that got one too? I'm betting that's an older version. I can't recall if it ever.
I'm trying to think. No, actually, it's not for the Apple TV. It's digital from my TV to my soundbar, and the soundbar then goes HDMI to the Apple TV, I think. I'll have to go and have a look now. I think that's right. I think it goes HDMI from the Apple TV to the TV, and then I've got an optical port that goes to the soundbar. I think that's right.
Okay, now here's a box.
But I think I used to have it to the Apple TV.
Oh, it's USB-C.
I used to. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah, Belkin makes one that looks like it's close to the size of the Mac Mini, the new Mac Mini.
Mm-hmm.
But it's USB, it's USB-A ports, 2 HDMI ports, Ethernet, and... just a high-speed USB-A port. But it's USB-C, so...
Mm.
I don't mind paying more because it's Thunderbolt, because you get the speed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna have to keep looking. If I could find one that gave me 4 additional Thunderbolt ports, then I would be very, very tempted by the Mac Mini. Because that would be both my monitors... and my audio interface right there.
Yeah.
And I know you got to go.
Yes, I have now. You see the dog?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was looking in a different window.
Wolf, come here. What's this?
Look at that tail wag. That is a happy pup.
Wolf, come here. What's this? Come here.
There he is. There's Wolf.
He's looking out the window, I'm afraid.
He's what? He's looking out the window?
Looking out the window, yeah.
Says, I don't want to look at that old bald guy. I want to see what's going on outside. Smart dog.
Wolf. Says, Wolf. 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 Look at me when I'm
That's
talking
no
to you.
No interest at all. So you could snap your fingers all night, Dad. I'm looking for that Amazon guy. He's my mortal enemy.
Right, yeah.
All right, guys.
Now, let me just check next week.
I'm good for whenever next week. And I can go this early again. That's not a problem.
We might. Well, Sunday's clear, mm-hmm. although it's my dad's birthday, so I don't know if we're going over there, but we won't be there in the evening.
I actually prefer Saturday because it gives me more time.
Then we will have to go a bit earlier.
Okay. You want to go the same time at 9 o'clock, my time?
Same-ish time. Yeah. 9 or 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to end the recording. Should have already done it.